Welcome to For Preachers Only podcast. This program is designed to encourage the man of God and strengthen him in his daily life and in his walk with the Lord. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And now, your host, yours truly, your friend and bishop, Dr. L.T. Bryant. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to For Preachers Only once again. However, I would like to tell you that it's for everybody that wants to listen, but I'm just specifically talking to preachers, but the word is good for everyone. But I'm just trying to be an encouragement to my fellow brethren in the gospel. Now, one important thing as a preacher is that you don't want to have a hidden agenda. I feel the virtue. And what I mean by that is this. Before you can rule over people, you must be sure that your life is in good standing, or the best standing and condition it can be before you and God. Anything hidden, an addiction, a bad habit, or even an identity crisis, you should not take responsibility for other people's lives, because in doing so, you may overlook them or even cause them spiritual harm. Because if you are constantly fighting battles within yourself, you're so busy being caught up in yourself, you can't focus on the sheep or the lamb. And God says, feed my lamb, feed my sheep. So many times, ministries come down, even after they have reached a great height, because of a hidden agenda. The preacher has had a battle within that many times the people were not aware of. And so he continues to grow and reach out without first dealing with himself. Then that inward battle begins to take him over. His prayer life becomes short. He's constantly being pulled upon. And he cannot find relief. Then the next thing you know, the flesh takes over. And those hidden things come out. And many times it is the followers that feel the sting of it. Or we could call it, in today's terminology, scandals. You have to be sure of yourself, brethren. No, we're not claiming to be super perfect. Nobody is like that. Even though the Bible tells us to be perfect as far as being mature. But one of the qualifications of a ruler is he must have a decent life. He must have a blameless life. What I mean by blameless, that is, a life of good reputation. He must have a decent name, lest he bring reproach upon the church. You cannot focus on God's people if you're constantly focusing on yourself. This is why I feel the virtue. My brethren, you must first deal with your problem. Don't even take a pastorate and you know that maybe you are a hidden alcoholic, or you have a sex addiction or a drug addiction. or maybe you're fighting gender identity. And you continue to work and reach out to others without solving these problems within yourself. You're going to end up shipwrecking everybody with you. So, you feel a call to preach? Let your first sermons and your first messages be on you. You be the first to eat your food. And if the food you cook, the message you preach, can help cleanse you, can help deliver you, help strengthen you, then you'll be ready with assurance to feed others. Till next time, God bless you. Until next time, to my fellow ministers, may he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May God give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. My brothers, we will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banner in the name of our God. Until next time, keep the faith.